Random House Audio presents Queen of the Air, A True Story of Love and Tragedy at the Circus by Dean Jensen. Read for you by Emma Baring. Prologue. A soaking rain had fallen much of the day, turning the circus lot into a quagmire. By sundown, though, the downpour finally had stopped. And now, on this mid-June night in Boston in 1919, a canary-colored moon hung over the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey tents like a blessing. A show had been underway in the Big Top for more than an hour. It was a little beyond 8 o'clock when two women, one of them in a costume of white and spangled chiffon, plodded to the great tent from the circus's train, idled on a railroad siding a quarter mile away. From a little distance, the costumed woman looked like a child. She was delicate of face and frame, and so tiny, just 4'9". She walked with her eyes cast to the ground, careful to avoid placing her kid slippers into the puddles and depressions left in the mud by the circus's elephants and horses. The woman at her side was her lady-in-waiting and constant companion. She was over 6 feet tall and wore a charwoman's bonnet and a dowdy, ankle-length, cinder-colored dress. Her expression was unchanging in its dolefulness, and she had teeth that leaned every which way, like gravestones in an unattended cemetery. 100 or more of the circus's other...